Hello. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about game stores and also game, game launchers, right? Now some common game launchers are the Steam Store, the Epic Game Store, and the Xbox Store. The Microsoft Store is popular and there are games on it that you can play like that are actually good, but you know, usually people use those three more than that one, right? Not many people like the Microsoft Store. Personally, I'm not the biggest fan of the Microsoft Store. And if I had a choice, okay, would you like to download something off the Microsoft Store, or would you like to download it through an installer? I'd rather get the installer. So the thing I want to talk about is why are there so many different launchers? Like, why I think that what I think is the best, right? Like, I think Steam's is the best just because of the library, right? Because Steam has the largest library. And nowadays, there's other companies that are getting onto the gaming trend. Like, Amazon has their own library, right? For launching games and stuff. Like, stuff like that, I don't really understand the point of that, right? Like, why does every company want to jump onto it? Like, sure, it's like a good thing to jump onto because you can make a lot of money, except nobody's going to be using the Amazon launcher. Unless if you got a game for free using Amazon Prime, nobody's going to use the launcher. You're not going to buy any games on it because you'd rather do it on Steam, or you'd rather do it on Epic Games. Like, I feel like everybody likes Steam more than Epic Games, like majority of people. And it's just because Steam has a bigger library. And that's what I like about Steam. And another thing I just like about Steam is just because it's more universal. And I'm sick and tired of having so many different launchers for different games. Like, I know there's this one thing that Epic Games does these days. They give you a free game every week. Well, actually, they give... So at first, I think it was like one free game per week. Now it's like, we'll give you two games for free each week. And then each week, there's new games. So this week, let's see, what do they have in stock? This week, they have... Here, let me just go to the Epic Games Store website. So the games that they are giving away for free this week are, let's see, sorry, this is taking a bit while. So A Plague Tale Innocence and Minute. So Minute is an indie game. A Plague Tale Innocence is another game, but that's actually developed, I'm pretty sure it's actually developed by Xbox. Let me just check. It was developed by Focus Home Interactive and Asobo Studio. Okay, cool. But, see what I mean? Like, it's... They're giving away games that are maybe $50, $40 for free, right? Which is pretty cool and a nice thing that they're doing. And that brings up, like, other stores, right? Like, the Epic, not the Epic, the Xbox Game Store is notorious for having games for free if you have the Xbox Game Pass. Sorry, I keep on confusing Epic with Xbox. So the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate costs, I think it's $1 for the first 3 months, or for the first month or something. Depends on the promotion, because they keep on changing it, right? Sometimes it's 3 months, sometimes it's 1 month. So let's say you buy that, you can play EA Play games, and you can also play Xbox games, and you can get a discount on EA games and Xbox games, which is a nice thing to have. And also, there's another store that you have access to, so they let you use the Xbox store, but they also give you the ability to download any game off of the EA desktop store, which, I mean, with the subscription, I think $16 isn't bad for that. I don't know, it depends on the person, and I feel like if you try it, I have the subscription, but I did the 3 month thing. But I feel like I'm not going to keep it after 3 months. I don't see the need to. But there's also cool stuff in it. Like, when I got the 3 months, I also got, like, a free month of Disney Plus as well, right? But, yeah. But now we need to move on to the console side of stores, right? There's, I guess you'd say, equally as much a variety, but not really, technically speaking. I mean, you can't really get PC games, what's it called? You can't really get PC games, like physically. Like, you can, except not many people do it anymore, and it's not really common. And not many game stores sell PC games that much these days. But when you think about consoles, you can get disc version or the digital version of the game. A lot of people are buying the these different new consoles, and some people kind of have that choice. Do you want to spend $100 more and be able to choose from any store, or spend $100 less and only spend at the PlayStation store, right? Or at the Xbox side as well, same thing. You want to spend $200 more on the Series X, or $200 less for the Series S, but you have only one store. Because yes, the Series S is $300, the Xbox Series X is $500, and the PlayStation 5 is $500, I think. Yeah, it's $500 for the digital version, no, for the disc version, and the digital is $400. So if that is your option, which one is a better option? I feel like the disc version is a better option. Sure, the production price is more or less the same. They all use the same hardware, but the fact that you have the choice to use any store you want is a better deal for you. Because that way, let's say if you own any old games on your PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, or your Xbox at One or One 360, you can still play the games backwards compatible, like in a backwards compatible way. But let's say if you got the disc version, you cannot play the ones you had before, and you'll have to buy all the games again. For example, let's say you bought GTA 5 on your PS4. And you do not want to buy it again on the PlayStation 5. You don't need to if you bought the disc version. So personally, I think that the disc version is a better deal on the PlayStation side. I can't be 100% sure on the Xbox side, because $300 is a steal for a console with a new generation technology. The only difference between it is just because it has a little bit less... The only actual difference between the Xbox digital and the PlayStation 5 digital is they're $100 cheaper, the Xbox is, and it has like worse technology. Not the best, it's still good, but I think it still only supports 1080p. I don't think it supports 4K. Let me just quickly double check that before I say that. Xbox Series S support 4K. Let's see. See, it doesn't have the hardware to push for 4K, and instead it targets for 1440p, which, honestly, I don't think is a bad deal. Here in Canada, the Xbox Series X, X costs $600, and the Xbox Series S costs $400. So it's $200 difference, similarly like the United States. So honestly speaking, I think that it depends on what you're into. It depends on what you think is a better deal, but I think that if you had all your games digitally before, then I guess then it makes sense to do that. But if you were using it digitally originally, physically, then just use physical, man. It's just a better idea, you know. But that's basically it, more or less, about the console space. And that's why I like the Steam Deck, because you can use any store you want. Sure, there's no actual physical, like you can't really get physical games, but you know what? We're living in a society where not many people use it. And the other thing is, let's say if in the down the line you want to buy a PC, the game stores are compatible, like the game stores that you use on the Steam Deck are the same on the PC. So you don't lose any of your games. You can use them on your computer as well, right? So you don't anytime lose any of the different games you got with your console, right? On the other hand, let's say if you switch from a PlayStation 5 to a PC and you don't use PlayStation anymore, you're out of the console game, you're not going to get your games back, right? Your games that you used to play for 10, 15 years. Steam has existed for over 10 years now. Like, if you got a PC or had, if you had a PC back then and you kept on upgrading, you don't have to change your thing once. You have the same account as long as you don't forget the password and you remember the email and you don't lose the email. Like, I lost last year because I made an email. I wrote my actual data, like, I had made the email, and then years later, I changed the date of birth to my actual one. It was too early before my birthday, and they deleted my account permanently. Can't retrieve that now, which is kind of unfortunate and disappointing, but you know what? It's fine. But that's basically what I wanted to mention, you know? yeah, that's basically it. So, depends on the console and stuff, right? The different stores. And then now, I want to mention cloud gaming stores, right? Nowadays, stuff like Google Stadia came out, GeForce came out, the GeForce Now, stuff like that, xCloud's also came out, these different cloud gaming stores. So another thing I want to mention is also Shadow. So Shadow is your PC gaming, it's like a PC, your gaming PC, but it's in the cloud. So there's a server somewhere, right, which stores computers in it, right, and you have your own computer. Obviously, let's say you're not using your computer, somebody else will take your computer, but they won't have the same files showing up, and it'll like completely be different. So whenever you want to use your computer, you just connect to it through the server, and you can play whatever games you want. You can use your MacBook, you can use a Chromebook, I think you can use a Windows PC that you have at home. It's great for people who can't get the a GPU and don't want to pay too much for a overscale price. Sure. So let's see, how much does this shadow service cost? Let me quickly just check. Okay. So it says here at shadow.tech that it starts from $30 a month, and I think that's USD. And so if I go into subscribe, basically there's different plans. This is in France. Let's go to the, just quickly just click the US version, it's fine. So let's see. Okay, 1 second. Okay, so if you click subscribe now, there's different plans right here. So the, I don't know why it's not showing up, man. But you can choose the specs you want, and then they'll give you that computer to play with. And until the, like, I guess you could say until the GPU shortage ends, you can literally just play on that, or you can just keep that as a gaming PC, and then as time passes by, it'll get better. So see, the Shadow will include a processor with 4 cores and 8 threads, 12 gigs of memory or RAM, whatever you call it, a GTX 1080 or equivalent, which is a very good card, if I'm being honest, 256 gigabytes of storage, and the operating system as Windows 10. And it starts from $30 a month, but then there's also stuff like, well, we also have GeForce Now. So GeForce Now is actually, surprisingly enough, a free software. And GeForce Now works in an interesting process. So if you go to GeForce Now and you click play now, and you just click the membership option, just go on the top and you'll see the membership option. You can play you can use GeForce Now for free, but you will only get, so it's $0 a month, but you only get a 1 hour session length, or you can get the priority, which lets you have RTX on, priority access to gaming servers, and extended session length. So you can join one of the programs and you can play video games on the cloud. And what I think about that is cool is different games that you like playing. Like, there's, if you go into the games list, there's different games you can play on the cloud while you are anywhere. You could be on you could be on your computer, you can be on your laptop, all that sort of stuff. You can play for free. You can play with it for free on the subscription, right? Pretty cool. There's also Xbox xCloud. I personally think that's one of the coolest options if you are going to cloud gaming, because basically you could be playing a game on your computer, you could be playing the game on your phone, right? Like hardcore games you can be playing on your phone. I think that's the cool concept, right? Like imagine playing something like what's an intense game? I don't know. Imagine playing something like I don't know, actually that's not even on the console. For example, maybe let's say you're playing Halo. I don't know how intense that is. I don't think you'd call it that intense, but you can be playing Halo on your phone, you can be playing Halo on your PC, you can be playing it on your Xbox. But the thing that's cool is there's also this other thing where it's called Remote Connect. So that's what I like about the Xbox, like I said in the last episode, where you can literally remotely connect to your Xbox using your laptop. Laptop, computer. So if you don't have a good graphics card, that's another alternative. You can get a console, and as long as you like or are fine with using a controller, just buy a console and you can literally just do that. You can also connect it to your Steam Deck as well, which is pretty cool, right? So I think the Xbox One is a good option in cloud gaming, and I think that depends on depends on the person. But there's different types of gaming stores these days, and literally so many companies are getting on in them, like Stadia, all that stuff. I don't like Stadia. I don't like the fact it's cloud gaming, and you can play anywhere. You can play on your Chromecast, you can play on your laptop, on your PC, you can play on anything. The only issue with Stadia is it's a subscription. I don't like the fact that you have to pay each month, right? I feel like you should be able to own your games, and if you own your games, like if you buy one of the games, you still have to have the subscription. You can look at the games that they include for free with their subscription, but it's really not even, there's not many really good games. See, like it says Hitman, Little Nightmares, Terraria, Valkyria Chronicles 4. Like, the games on this don't really look that interesting, right? They don't look like you're really going to want to play them. There's a lot of other games that they include, right? Like, they have Assassin's Creed, they have Control, they have Cyberpunk, they have Dead by Daylight, they have Doom Eternal, they have Dragon Quest XI, they have Far Cry New Dawn, FIFA 21, all these different games. But the thing is, half these games you're going to have to pay for, and you're also going to have to keep the subscription, I'm pretty sure. So it's like, why do I need a subscription, but then also have to buy games as well, right? That's what I don't like about it. I don't think you actually can buy a game and then not use the subscription. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah. But that's pretty much it. That's another episode done. And I hope you enjoyed, and thank you for watching. Goodbye.